Pesach today. Simen Tov Chof Tes. Sheineichlin al pneiem b'chol Chedesh Nisan. No Tachnun is recited in Chedesh Nisan. Shealin b'hilchas Pesach kedem l'Pesach Shleishim Yev. So in the Da'at, Mish Rabin was saying that Shealin b'deoshim b'nonis Oyev. So that's all Yom Tevim and Shabbatim to be Shevel B'derim and Yom Yisholim. But in Ligabi Pesach, there is a special aloha that we have to inquire and discuss Dini Pesach Shleishim Yim Kidma Pesach. How does the Gemara know that? Because Moshe Rabbeinu was Mazir, the Israelites on Pesach Sheni, and when was Imazia be Pesach Rishon? So he exhorted them and advised them on the dinim of the Tomei Yidah Feik on Pesach Sheni 30 days before the Pesach Sheni. So mainly before the Pesach Rishon. So it's relevant to every Jew to inquire about dinim Pesach. Now Teisves in Gilead Abdalit says explicitly that this applies to other yontef like Sukkot also. Sukkot also, not physically. However, now the Bes Yosef says that it only applies to Pesach, because Pesach, the dinim of Pesach are so numerous, Hagole, and the Vauchimu of Matzes, Taruves Chometz, they are so numerous and so difficult and so complicated. But any other yontef, even Sukkot, which also has extra aloches about Dalet Minim, Sukkot, but not as numerous and as complicated as Dini Pesach. So, but Yosef says, there is no chiyuv to be shel b'derech shleishim yinkim. That's the Bes Yosef. But Teisves in Gilead of Dalet says, and the Rekeach says the same thing, it applies to other Yom Tevim also. But the Gro says that it applies to other Yom Tevim also, which other Yom Tevim Sukkot, but not to Shmuel. Because Shmuel, there are no extra halachas in Shmuel. Just the dinim of Yom Tev, Amin, and then the Kri, Amin, but no special halachas in Shmuel besides the general halachas of Yom Tev. So the Goyen says, he mentions Raya, that in regard to Shmuel, we have to start to be Shil daily, Shpam Rishpay Yisib, but not Shleishim Yisib. Not Shleishim Yisib. I don't know any Shite that says that there is a Chiyuv to be Shil daily, Shleishim Yisib, even before Shmuel. I don't know such a Shite, even though from the Russian Mishneh Brura one could be Midayek, but I don't think that the Mishneh Brura meant it. The Mishneh Brura does mention the Goyen that there is no chiyuv of Shel in the Deirshem, and he doesn't say there is any shita to the contrary. When he mentions the shitas to the contrary, it's only in regard to Sukkot that has numerous halachas, but not in regard to Shmuel. Yeah, I mean, I don't think there is such a shita. So, Shealim Bilchas Pesach, Kedem with Pesach, Shleishim Yeh. ומינג ליקני סחיטים לחלקון לעניים לצירך פסח לכל מי שדור בייר יותר חידש צורך ליטן לזה. Even though it says מינג, but it's not like other minogim. Other minogim, so some have the minog, some don't have the minog. Ashkenazim have certain minogim, Sfatim don't have certain minogim. And even the minogim that all have, so there is a variation, let's say, the minogim of Svira. So it's there is no one fixed rule. I mean, how Mashenkin this, it's a minig. But it's a minig of Kol Yisrael, Mishonim Kavinis. The Yerushalmi mentions that minig. It's not just a minig. It's a minig, let's say, minogim of Svira. So there is no kiyum mitzvah deraisa in that. Of course, it's a minig. Al titish ter sinecho. It's very important. Mashenkin here, first of all, it involves a kiyum mitzvah of zdoke. I mean, what else you need? But tzedakah is a mitzvah that is always needed. So it is a mine kol Yisrael, mishonim kadmeniyes, to mikayim the mitzvah tzedakah in respect to Pesach in a special way. But in its essence, it's a mitzvah derives of tzedakah. But there is a mine kol Yisrael to mikayim tzedakah in regard to Pesach in a special way. And this, because in regards to tzedakah in general, so it depends upon Lamed Yeh. There's the aloche, the gabe contributing towards tamche, towards kupe. So if somebody has been residing in a certain city for 30 days, he's considered a resident of that city and is mechuyev to share in the burdens of the tamche and the kupe like any other resident. However, here the Yerushalmi says that kol mi shedor b'yir yudveis chidesh tzorich liten lozeh. Tzorich liten lozeh. So, why yudveis chidesh? The Gemara in Berobaschem mentions yudveis chidesh in regard to Texas. In regard to tzedakah, so the shiur is 30 days. Because 30 days makes him a resident. And Kedveis Chedesh means Iteshet, what we call in modern language a citizen. So Iteshet is like a citizen. A 12 months is like a citizen, but an Ezroch. But 30 days is not Iteshet, it's not an Ezroch, it's not a citizen. He's just a resident. He's more than a tourist who visits a certain city for a day or two. He's a resident, but he's not a Tashian. So, Ligabi is talking in general, so the Shiur is Shleishim Yei. Mashein came, Ligabi, Mois Chitim, which Yerushalmi mentions, Minek, a Minek of Kol Yisrael, that is based and upon the right self, Zdoke, and constantly involves the Kimanis Zdoke. But this Zdoke, in regard to Pesach, is like Texas, it's a chayv. So mele, the shiur for Texas is yudveis chedesh. So here too, it's yudveis chedesh. In other words, and that was throughout the generations. So that was considered like a text, the most basic text. Every Jew had to give moisri. So there was an expression, odam en git, odam en emt. A certain Jew couldn't say, I'm poor. So if the answer was given to him by all the daily, you are poor to an extent that you can't give, so take. But one cannot say, I'm not so poor that I should take, but I'm poor enough not to give. Such an answer is not accepted. Because this is a text. Text, you cannot part of yourself. I'm poor. But the text is not incumbent upon those who are qualified to be recipients. So that's, this is an expression, odam enemt, odam engit. So, but that's the aloche, odam enemt, odam engit. So it's considered like a text. And there is a story about Rav Chaim Volozhiner. Rav Chaim Volozhiner, so used before Pesach, he himself visited every balabos in Volozhiner. And he told them exactly how much he has to give. And one couldn't say, he'll give less. There was no bargaining. So he told everyone, because Chaim Volozhiner knew, the wealth of every balabos. So he imposed the tax upon everybody. So there was one rich man in Volozhin who was considered a big gevir. In today's society, he would be called a millionaire, but in those days there was no such thing as a millionaire, but the counterpart of a millionaire today. So Rav Chaim Volozhiner came to him, and he was in the lumber business. So those who are involved in the lumber business used to go many times during the year to Danzig. Danzig was a port city. So he had a home in Danzig, and he had a home in Volozhin. And there were many weeks and even months when he lived in Danzig, and there were many months when he lived in Balozhin. So Reb Chaim Balozhin came to him and imposed upon him 5,000 rubles. You can see what kind of gevir he was considered. 5,000 rubles, like $5,000. So he said, no, he already gave a few thousand rubles in Danzig. The Rav of Danzig imposed upon him a tax. So Reb Chaim Balozhin said, all right, you have a home in Danzig, you have a home in Balozhin, so you have to give Mois Chitin as a Teshev of Danzig. You have to give Mois Chitin in Danzig, and as a Teshev of Balozhin, you have to give Mois Chitin Balozhin. So he protested, well, it's not fair, it's not just. Double indemnity, he didn't know the expression of double indemnity, but that's what he said. So Reb Chaim Balozhin mentioned that it's mentioned in Shmuel, so that whenever that David HaMelech sent Shluchim to Novel was a big Gevir, the husband of Abigail. So he needed money for his army, and they didn't have any mosei, any provision. So he sent Shluchim to Novel that he should give, he should contribute. After all, they are fighting for Klal Yisrael. So Gevirim shouldn't support them. So Novel refused. He refused. Well, it's mentioned that Novel was Nenesh, and he was not exactly Tzadik Novel. So, and that was one of his big averas, the fact that he refused. So he says, Vihu Kamel. He says about, I don't remember Lashon HaPasuk, Vihu Kamel. So why does the Pasuk say Vihu Kamel? So the answer is, Novel refused. How could Novel refuse? Here, the soldiers and the Nesi Kelim of David HaMelech, they are misanefesh themselves for Klal Yisrael, and they protect Klal Yisrael against the Philistines, against the enemies of the Jewish people. He refuses. How could anybody refuse? Novel, all right. But still, how did he have the chutzpah to refuse? The answer is he didn't refuse. He says, Bihu Kamela. So in other words, when David HaMelech sent him the Shluchim that he should contribute towards the provisions of the Leichamim, they had no Mosei, they couldn't fight, they couldn't protect all Israel. So he said, but I give in Carmel, why do I have to give in two places? So the answer is, but still, it's a big Einish. If somebody has homes in two places, so he has to be taxed twice. So that's why the Pasuk says, Bihu Kamelo, that there is no such excuse. I already gave. That's a true story about Reb Chaim Balozhin. So this is what it says, V'chomi shedor b'yir, v'yis chideish sorach litmeze. Because this is like a tax, just as masi o'yir, the burdens of the city. So that depends not upon those who have been living in the city for 30 days. That's legabe, the general mitzvah of tzedakah. But legabe, this is to be a tzedakah, but it is also to be considered as a tax. A neflin al pneyen b'chol chedesh nisim. So there is no tachnun, all of chedesh nisim. Why? Because the most of the days of chedesh nisim are like semiyon. The first 12 days, so the components of the Nisim in the Midbar. And then we have the Yemei Pesach, of course, there was only 7 days, but then, and we have Erev Pesach itself is Yom Tov, and then Yitzchak. So we have 21 days, so that's the major portion, the bulk of the Rosh Chodesh Nisan is the Semi Yom Tov. So Mele, the whole Yom Tov, we don't say that. That's in Yisach HaSefer. In Eifn HaFnein B'chol Chodesh Nisan, Ve'in Eimrim Tzitkoscho B'Shabes B'Minche, Ve'in Maspidim Be, Ve'in Nisanim Be, Le'haskir B'Tzibo, Ve'apchiris Nisanim Be B'Erev Pesach. Because that's not a tiny of Tzorah, on the contrary, that's a tiny of simcha, some mele, so that is certainly not osar in Chiddush Nissen. Gam in Emrim Tzeduk Adin, b'chol Chiddush Nissen, because the Ramo Paskins, in your day, the Tzeduk Adin depends upon Tachnun. Any day when Tachnun is not recited, so Tzeduk Adin is not recited either. V'noagu she'in Nisanin Beitan Yisklal, afilu yeim shem, even though al pidni it's not osar, but the meaning is, that no tannis can, even a tannis yochid, cannot be fast. Because the Mechaba said, the Nisanim be lahaske b'tzibo, but a yochid is allowed to be Nisanim. But there are more paskins, no. Even a yochid should not fast, and not even a tannis yem shemeiz b'ovi, there is an inyad, ki yem shemeiz b'ovi, so even that kind of a fast should not be done on Erev Pesach. Aval tainis chalein misan. Veino imri mizmer liseido, that's because, why do we say mizmer liseido? Because of the korban teido. But on Pesach, there couldn't be a korban of the korban teido, because the lachm teido are chometz. Not only on Pesach, there couldn't be a chove of the commentator, even Erev Pesach, there couldn't be, because we are not makrif a korban if you have to reduce the zman, achille of the korban. So like this, a commentator is nechal in the lilo, but if you be makrif it Erev Pesach in the morning, you can't eat it in the lilo, so you have to be by the chometz, by chatzis, some mele. So we are not neviim kochim lebeisatzu. We are not allowed to makre the korban if it will involve reducing the zman achille, the regular zman achille. So some mele, since there couldn't be a grove of the commentator, so the mizmele seido, which is a based upon Mishalma Porns Vaseinu, could not take place either. The name of Mizmel Seido, the Kele Achapayim, because that depends upon Bilam Tzea, Berach Pesach, Biloy Biyont. The Neagim Lahab, Saz Bachil, Vishie, Bim Achachag, Bihu Yisrachag. Tof Lamed, Ubei Sifechon, Shabbos Lifnei HaPesach, Keren Isi Shabbos HaGodol, Mitnei HaNeshen Asbei, because in the Pesach Mitzrayim, so they were, the Israelites were commanded to take it le, and that was on the 10th of Nisan, and in that year of Yitzias Mitzrayim, so the 10th of Nisan was on Shabbos, and they all tied the sle, the Korban Pesach, the tle, the Korban Pesach, to the legs of the beds, and that was the idol by among the Egyptians, and still no one did anything to the Israelites, so that was a mess. So because of that mess, and then it was the Shabbos before Pesach, so Memele, the Shabbos before Pesach, not only when the Shabbos before Pesach is on the 10th, even when the Shabbos before Pesach is not on the 10th, so it's considered Shabbos HaGodol, in the sense that the Nes occurred on that day. Shabbos of Nea Pesach Jirnish is Shabbos HaGodol, Nea Nesh and Asebe. Vamine Gleima Biminche HaGodem Mitchiles HaGodem Oyinu Ad Lechape Al Kol Ad Niseinu Upeis Gleima Boche Nafshi. But the Goyen is Chelik on that. It's not mentioned to be Rago, but in the Maiz Rav. He says one should not say the HaGode and Shabbos HaGodol, because Yochem Rishchedesh Talmud Lima Bayim Ahu, Im Bayim Ahu Yochem Bidyeim, Talmud Lima Bavzeh, Bavzeh Le'amartil, Bisho She'ishmatzu Mo'om Nochem Fanecho, it's on the contrary. So it's not the proper thing to say the Agode and Shabbos Agode. He left off Simen Tov Lamed Aleph. Zman Dikas HaChomet. בתחילת ליל י"ד בניסן בית כנס החומץ לרניה, בחורים ובזדוקים בכל עמקי מייס שדרך להכניס שם חומץ. Now, Midrash, the Gemara says that Midrash say the Bittul Baal Mesag, even if he's not baby, but if he's Mivatel and Leib Gomo, the Chomets, and he says, Kochmire or Chmire, the Isle Vershusi, Lev Mutolim, the Levik Afra de Are, and if he does it, the Leib Gomo, it's not just lip service, so then he's not even Valiroy Vangmotzi. But the Chachomim are misaking that he should be Beideik, and of course, what's the purpose of Dike? And to Beideik, search for the Chomets, and to burn, destroy all the Chomets that he finds in the course of searching. Why? Because maybe it will be just lip service, and Bilibe, he will not be Mevatel, and he'll be Mechashevet. So then Lebeva Bal Yoroi, some Mele Chachoma Misake, that he has to be Beidik, and Mevar the Chometz, and not rely on Bittul Bileb. But at the same time, he's Mechuyev to be Beidik also. Even he's Mechuyev to, he over and above the Bdike, he's Mechuyev to be Mevatul Bileb also. Why? Because maybe he'll find, after the Bdike, he'll find the Gluski Yofe, and he'll be Mechashevet. So Be'iva Bal Yiroi. So Memele, he's Mechuyev to do both. He's Mechuyev to be Mevatel, and he's Mechuyev also to be Beideik and destroy the Chometz that he finds. Suppose he's not Mevatel the Chometz. He's not Mevatel the Chometz. And he doesn't know whether he has chometz or not. It's chometz sheni yodua. So the shita of the Ran is that he's eiva bal yoroi, even though he doesn't know that he has chometz. But if he wasn't mevatlet, and some mele is eiva bal yoroi, Tosfos, the Rishita is to the contrary, that if he doesn't, even if he's not mevatel the chometz, but if he doesn't know that he has chometz, so then he's not eiva bal yoroi. So b'tchilas leil yudalet b'nissen beitkines ha-chometz leiraneya, because the neir is yofele b'dike. U'bichurim u'vizdokin, he has to investigate and search in every hole and recess in the house where there is a possibility that there is chometz. B'cholam kemi shederach la'achnisham chometz. Yizoya kol odom shalei asril b'shum loch. In other words, so like all other mitzvahs, if a person becomes mechuyev to do a mitzvah, he's not allowed to engage himself in a meloche, lest he'll become involved in that meloche. He's not allowed to eat, he's not allowed to do a meloche, lest he'll become involved in the eating, in the meloche, and then he'll forget to do the mitzvah. So here too, b'dikas chometz is the same haloche. But it's mentioned by all the Nesikelim, not only isn't he allowed to eat or to do meloche after Tzitzak HaKachovim, when it's already obligatory upon him to be beidik the chometz, but even Chotzi Shor before Tzitzak HaKachovim. Chotzi Shor means somuch. He's not allowed to start doing a meloche or to eat. But to time bi'alme is muta. What is time ba'alme muta? Time ba'alme means that if he eats pas up to a beitzo, the size of an egg, but not more than a beitzo, then it's not time, then it's considered achile. Yizoya kol odom shel yaschil, but let's say peres, he can eat even more than a beitzo. Yizoya kol odom shel yaschil b'shum loche b'loi yeichal ad she yigdei. Vafilu im yeshle is kavua lilmeid, lo yilmeid ache yivdeik. So even learning, he has a seder, to learn, so he's not allowed even to learn, because of the possibility he'll become involved in learning and then he'll forget to be beidik chometz. Now here, there is a machlekes, achreinim amin, nisikelim. So, in regard to achile or meloche, so not only it's osea to start doing a meloche or to sit down at the sude after Tzitzak Chovim was already mechuyev in the bdikas chometz, but he's not even allowed to start doing a melocha or to start a sude half an hour korev to Tzitzak Rechavi. How about learning? So the Mogavrom says, learning is different. After all, learning is a mitzvah. So Mimele, it's only Yosea after Tzitzak Rechavi. But half an hour prior, that is not Yosea. That's the Mogavrom Shite. And the Rav Shulchan Aruch also says the same thing. But then, the Chokiyakov, he is chilek, and he says, but some the Mogavrom Shite is on the country. The Mogavrom Shite is that even half an hour is Osa. The Mogavrom Shite. And the Rav Shulchan Aruch. But the Chokiyakov says that learning is different than Achille or Meloche. Achille or Meloche is Osa even half an hour before the Chokiyakov. But learning only as it's a chovim is osa, but half an hour before is not osa. So, v'im hischilil meidin b'yeim, suppose he has been learning the whole afternoon, and then it became tzitzak chovim, is in a chuyef to interrupt, so there are 2 days. Ein tzorich lahafzik. V'yei sheimrim, the Ramos says, she tzorich lahafzik, so the mechaber paskins, like those rishenim, that is in tzorich lahafzik, v'yei sheimrim, and there are some rishenim who say she tzorich lahafzik, v'chei nir liika. Now, din simen tof lamed beis, din birkas b'dekes chomets, kedem she yascha livdei kivorech asher rishon feiso b'tzivonu al bio chomets. Because the mitzvah is not b'dike, the mitzvah is to be mivaya. How can you mivaya? You have to find the chomets first. So memele, the broche is not al b'dikas chomets, but al bio chomets. V'im hischa livdik b'loi broche, yivorech, kolz man shal yisayim dikose. It has to be able as yosan, but as long as it hasn't finished the b'dike, so it's still able as yosan. V'yizoyo shal yidaber b'in ha-broche l'tchiles ha-b'dike. So that's an nisagomo. And not only if he does talk between the broche in the beginning of the Kiyum HaMitzvah, so then he has to say the bracha over again. But after he started to be Bedik, so there is no Isa to talk, because he already started the Mitzvah. But it's not a proper thing. V'teiv shalo yidaber b'dvorim acherim, ashi yigmer kol abdike, kidi sheyosim elibe livdeik, v'cholam kimi shemachnisim b'chomitz. The same thing is true of every Kiyum HaMitzvah. Let's say he makes a broch on matzah. So it's a nisagomo to talk between the completion of the achilas matzah and the beginning of the eating. But after he started to eat, even though he didn't eat the kazayis, so then it's not a nisagomo, but it's not a proper thing. It's not a bad thing. Anyway, suppose he does talk, he doesn't have to make the after he started the mitzvah, he certainly does not have to make the bracha again. Bibrocha achas yochel livdei kamo botim. Vim balabayis reitze yam bnei beise esle bishor shem yvorech v'yispazru livdei kishish min keimei al smar brocha shbir balabayis. In other words, let's say he has a big house, so he starts being beidik in one room and then he delegates to each one of his children to be beidik in the other room. So that's okay. And they are all yetze who the bracha balabais makes. Vals al smach vi yamid nebeis esel bishoshim vav vi ispazul livdek ishi nkeme al smach bracha shpira balabais. Vineyagim lo niach psisi chomez mimokim shiimtsoim abedek kidei shali bikosel vatore. Now this is strange chite. I mean, it's not strange that we have to do it. But the lotion of the Marie Brin is that if he doesn't find this bracha latoy, of course all the peskim achilik, that's a shittes yochit. But the proper thing is to leave crumbs of chametz. I mean, everybody does it. But the Marie Brin shite is, and that's a very difficult shite. Suppose he's bedeik and he doesn't find, so then it's a bracha latoy. And that's very strange. Why should bracha latole? I mean, the mitzvah is to be mivaya the chometz that he has. He doesn't have. I think that the Pshat Mari Bron is not every time when he's Beidik, when, and he doesn't find any Chomes is Bochalatol. But the Mari Bron says, suppose he doesn't find Chomes because he cleaned out the apartment, let's say, a few days before, thoroughly, and all the Chomes that he found when he cleaned the apartment days before, a week before, so he destroyed, and then he didn't eat any chametz since the time he cleaned it, and then he's beidik again, he doesn't find. Then it is a brachah latole, because it's since he cleaned out the apartment, let's say, 3 days or 4 days before, some mele erev pesach, it's already mokim shemachnisim chametz. What difference does it make? Whether it's a mokim shemachnisim chametz a whole year, or a whole year it is a mokim shemachnisim chametz. But within the last few days it was a mokim shemachnisim chametz. So then it's a bochalatole. Some mele, he says the proper practice is that he should leave certain pieces of chametz, because a person can make a mistake. Everybody can make a mistake, and he might think that it's a mokim shemachnis mechametz because he forgot. But actually, in the house he hasn't been mishtamish mechametz for a number of days, and before that he cleaned it out. So merely in order not that he shouldn't come to a situation where he'll be nichshel in brocha v'atole. So the proper practice is, the Mari Bron says, that he should always, with no exceptions, leave a few crumbs of chametz. But the Mari Bron will be made that if it is a mokim shemachnis chametz, but he just happened, he didn't find anything, then it's not a brocha v'atole. Umiyim loynosan lo yikei. So that's the cowboy. I mean, but even the Mari Bron that says kidei shel yeh b'chosel v'atole, he doesn't mean mamish brocha v'atole. Umiyim loynosan lo yikei didas kol odom im abroche livayer im nimza. Lamed gimel dinei bdikas chometz habdike tor shetia leiraneya, because the mayor is yoter bdike below leiralvona. Let's say the moon is shining, so you cannot be beidik leiralvona. Bim ovavli bedak leil yudaled kishe beidik v'yim yudaled lo yibdik leirachamo. Because he has to be able to look into all the crevices and all the holes. The achsadre sheiro rav, when there is enough daylight from the sun, im bot kol irachamo dai for ha'adin kineged arubo shebecheda im beit kin leira avuko. Torch you cannot use, but that's because of sakone. So, but flashlight is the best thing to be beidik. There's the best thing to be beidik with flashlight. So in beit kin leir avuko elo leir aneir v'loi bineir shal chilev v'loi shal shumen v'loi shal shemen elo bineir shal shav shal shav. In other words, because the other neira is they keep on dripping and so on, so mele he will not make a good brick. Behu yechid near a wax candle, a single wax candle. Avol shtei neireis biyachad alf lekluim dinom kavuka. If you take two candles and you join the flame, some male is avuko, even if it's intertwined, you know, those candles, but the flames are joined, so that's kavuko. Beide kolam kemei sheyesh locheish shemo yichnisu bemchomets. Any place where it's likely that in the course of the year he used chomets, he has to be beidik. Vilochin kol chadre habayis va'aliyei srichem dikem. Shepomim, even though he doesn't eat there usually, he eats downstairs, not upstairs. But sometimes, and let's say in the basement, he doesn't eat in the basement. So tzrichim di keshepomim shodom nichnas ben upite biyod. In other words, sometimes he has to go upstairs, he has to go downstairs, and he holds a piece of bread in his hand, and then he has to find something, then he leaves a piece of bread there. So there is a possibility that there is chametz. Aval eitzches yayin sheim istafrik ben, he has a certain room in which he stores the barrels of wine, and he's not, so it depends. If he's accustomed from time to time to go there in that storage room and to get some wine, and sometimes while he holds a sandwich in his hand, he'll try to get some wine and he might forget the sandwich. But if he's not accustomed from time to time to get some wine from the storage room, he doesn't have to obey. Avalisa Shayin Shimistapik Ven, Vichy Matven, Matven is the place where you keep the straw. Because it's not likely that there is chametz. Churei abayis v'zizin abiltim aksolim shenivim harbei v'linimuchim harbei tzrichim dik. In other words, he have holes in the wall. So sometimes he is mishtamish in those holes, and he might be in the midst of eating. So he might even leave a piece of bread in those holes. If it's not too high or not too low. If it's too high, so not be mishamish, it's not accessible to his hands. And if it's too low, it's not likely they'll bend down and leave a piece of bread there. Tzrichin avar agveim shein yad odom agashom van muchim pochas mishleshet fochim in a tzricha b'dik. Now, gag hayotzia v'hamigdol shegagei mishupokim. Mishupol, in other words, the roofs that are not flat but are slanty, so mele is not mishupol. If it's flat, so then people sit down there and relax, and sometimes they even eat something, so there might be chometz. But if it's slanty, so it's a mokish machnisim chometz. Umnikach ein gageyem ruim lishol lishum tashmish in tzob dike. Refesh al boko, the stable of the boko, of let's say of the cows, is in tzobdik. Why not? But after all, the chometz is given to the behemoth. Shiimo yeshom chometz, habehemoth yechlu. V'chein lul shel tanegelim, a chicken coop, in tzobdik. Mipnei shiimo yeshom chometz, hatanegelim yechlu. וכן נמצא של חוצר נמצא בדיקה שאימו ישום חומץ הוער במושור איפס המצויים שום יחלו והנמילה מסופק חומץ אבל ודאי חומץ לא. In other words, only if we don't know whether there was חומץ in the stable. In other words, in the stables of behemoths don't necessarily have to eat חומץ. Of course, the grain that wasn't moistened is not chometz. So if a behemoth eats barley that was not moistened, so then it's not chometz. But sometimes the behemoths are fed chometz. So if minastam, so it is sofik where there was chometz in the stable. And then it's very likely, it's korabli vadai, that even if there was chometz, that it was eaten up. So mimele is sofik meitzim it is sofik. Sofi, korv levada is made in the sofi. But if we know that the behemoth was fed chometz, then we cannot rely on the umdene. Well, in all probability, it was eaten up by the behemoth, because sometimes the behemoth doesn't eat up all the chometz that is given to the behemoth. So mele in sofi made in the vada. As Stasis explains, it means even sofi korv levada is not. The Ramo says that the mechaber was chizia. Avoli kamon simen tof mem hei siv yimu mivuea dimutal hashli chometz bimokim shoifis mitzuin. Kolshken shein tzorche bayer mishom afil chometz vadai adle achar smamisuri. So he says, the Ramo says that the mechaber was chizar. He says himself, In Simen Tov Mei was Chizea from the Psak here, because here the Mechava Paskins that we do not say Sofik Meisim Levadai, Sofik in the sense of Korov Levadai, Meisim Levadai, and if it is established that the Behemah in the stable was given Chometz, we cannot rely on the probability of Sofik Korov Levadai, Meisim Levadai. But in Simen Tov Memhei, the Mechava Paskins that Erev Pesach in the morning, before the Zman Yiseh, you are allowed, let's say, to throw crumbs of chometz to the birds. To the birds, you know, some people who like to feed birds. So it's mentioned in Simen Tov Memhei Siv Gimel, the Erev Pesach in the morning, before the Yiseh chometz, you are allowed to throw crumbs of chometz to the birds in the street. Why? Because we take it for granted that the birds will not miss a single crumb. But here it's certainly established that there was chometz. You throw down the chometz crumbs to the birds, be or die. So we see that the Mechaber in Simen Tov Mei, the Ramo says, was chizeh of Hanis Psak in Simen Tov Lamed Gimel. That's what the Ramo says. But the Taz says, no, there is no stira. He was not chizeh. There is a difference between the situation in Simen Tov Lamed Gimel and the situation in Simen Tov Mem Hei. In Simen Tov Mem Hei, the Mechaber has reference to a case where a person throws crumbs of chometz to the birds in the street, Mimokim Hefkia. So Mele, he cannot be Iver Bal Yiroye anyway, because it's not his Rishus. When is one Iver Bal Yiroye? When it's in his Rishus. But there, when he throws the crumbs of chometz in a hefkadike place, so he couldn't be Iver Bal Yiroye, even if the birds will not eat up all the crumbs, he'll still not be Iver Bal Yiroye. So Mele, we rely on the probability of this, of the Sofik Korov Levadai, that the birds will eat up all the crumbs. But here we are dealing in his own courtyard, so it's his rishus. So Mele, if he'll have chometz in his rishus, not in the street, so then he'll be Iver Bal Yiroye. So Mele, if it is established he had chometz, we cannot rely on the probability of Sofik Korov Levadai, because in Sofik Meisim Levadai, even a Sofik HaKorvai. So what the Taz says is very, very reasonable. On the contrary, the Ramo is strange. Why does the Ramo assume that the Mechaber was Chizeh? I mean, there is a very plain distinction between the case in Simen Tov Lamed Gimel and the case in Simen Tov Mem Hei. Chur shebin Yehuda lechaveri, kol echot beidei kadmokim shiyodei magas, v'ashor mivato belibei bidai. So in other words, if there is a hole, a wall, that separates the house of one Jew from the house of the other Jew, so everyone has to obey the Mokim Shiyod Magas, because that's the limit of his Mokim Shiyod Shemachnis Mechomet. And on the other side, so the other resident, the other Jew, he has to obey the Mokim Shiyod Magas. And the rest, so suppose sometimes, you know, even if it's not in Magas, but it falls in farther, it slips away sometimes. So, but since Midraise, Bittel Baumesage, he's not Mechuyev, you know, to be Bedik further than Yodi Magas. Vishem ben Yehudi, Leine Yehudi, in Tzorah B'dike Klal. In Tzorah B'dike Klal. Why? Shema Yema, Kshof Yimoye Yisrael, V'nim Tzoboli Disakone. The Gemara says so. In other words, Bisman Chazal, even in the Middle Ages, so the Sein Yisrael always accused, when something happened to them, they always accused the Jews that they are guilty. How did the Jews do it? For witchcraft. So Memele, there was this akone, because the witches were accustomed to push their hands in crevices, you know, in holes, I mean, places that are unseen, obscure places. So Mele, because of Sakonis Nefoshes, there was at least the Chosher Rechaik of Sakone for a Jew to push his hand, you know, in a hole in the wall, because then the neighbor, the Goy, so will might accuse him of witchcraft. Kesel shenishtamesh bei chomez bechirin v'nofal v'nase gal afilo eini kobeya agimut fochim kidei chvisas hakele in tzorich libdik tachtov kidin sheyesh bei sakonis akrov shemitzuyim bigalim. So, but it's not a real sakone. It's not a real sakone. Because in kolatire kule, so there are certain criteria that upon which you rely. Rov, chazoke, svexveke. Even though, in case of rov, Rameya didn't eat any meat. So, but we don't pass like Rameya. So, we are rely on Rob. But that doesn't mean that there is no Shosh Rechik. The answer is, the Torah has certain aloches, Rov, Chazoke, Svexveke. It's not considered Sofik. Mashein King, Abisakonis Nefoshes, the Rambam says, Bitzorich li Zoya bidobo yofi yofi. Hishomolocho ushmer nafshecho. In other words, we have chmiras akantem yisure. We have to be cheshish, even for remote possibility of sakon. That's why it's also to smoke. It's also to drive a car without being strapped. Yeah, from the point of view of probability, it's a very, very remote. But we have to be cheshish. So Gemara says that he doesn't have to be beidik. Again, today it's not Shayach, all the Rishonim say, because Nechoshim are not Motsu today in our places. Maybe in certain places in India, so Nechoshim are still Motsu. But in our places, not in Eretz Yisrael, are Nechoshim Mitzu. But Bizman Chazal, even Bizman Rishonim, so Nechoshim were Mitzuim in all the Mikemes. So Mele, he doesn't have to dig. But even Bisman Chazal, it was only Chosher Echeike. Chosher Echeike. And there is a loche that if it's a Chosher Echeike, if it's a Chosher Echeike, some Mele and Doshe B'Rabim, so then there is a heta. But that doesn't mean that it's the proper thing to do it. It's still a Chosher Rechaike, but there is a heta. I wrote that in the Tshuva about it. So, but if he's involved in a mitzvah and the Chosher Rechaike and his Doshe B'Rabim, so then we say Shluch Mitzvah Inom Nizukim, so then it's not even a Chosher, it has no Chosher Sakon. So it has no Chosher Sakon altogether. So then he should be Mechuyev to be Beidik. He should be mechuyev to dig in the ground, because it's Doshe B'Rabim. People many times expose themselves to that remote possibility of sakone. The way people go by plane all the time, there is also a remote possibility of sakone. So, but and here they are is shluchim mitzvah also. So then it's not in the sakone. So he should be mechuyev to be beidik, but we are cheshish, maybe achash yashlim dikosei sheneise b'mitzveh yechapis achamachat sheneibadlei v'yobili disakon. So in other words, maybe after he finished doing the mitzveh, he's not a shluchim mitzveh anymore. So then there is no aftoche shluchim mitzveh in his okim. The aftoche is only while he is engaged in the mitzveh, there is aftoche. So there is mamish, no element of sakon. But after he finished doing the mitzvah, there is no aftoche. So there is still a remote possibility of sakon. So in Mele, he doesn't have to be beidik. V'ahane mila bistam, avo b'yodua sheishtach tov chometz, im ein olov gei v'gimu tvochim, So not that we tell him, you have to expose yourself to Sakone, Chas v'Sholem. But then we tell him, all right, you don't have to expose yourself to Sakone, but why don't you take a shovel? So there need me the reason I call. So you will not be bitten. So litzim shum lo chatzin ebinyen she'im b'sakon. V'im yei shalof gebe gimutvochim mivatli b'libe b'dayim. Now, Tess, Marty, so there we have Machlekes Rishenim, the Machlekes between Rabbi and Shmuel, and there are two Yosois, and there is a Machlekes Rishenim whether we pasken like Rab or we pasken like Shmuel. Marty, Shemisadrim Bey, Shurei Shal Chobis, Zuel Tzuzuei, cellar, a basement, in which you store barrels of wine. And many shures, so you have, here is the door, so you have one row of barrels. And on top of that row, you put another shure, and another shure, and another shure. So, and then, behind it, you make a whole column. I mean, you have, in each column you have many shures, you might have 10 shures, 10 rows in each column. So first you fill up the column that is re'epnei Pesach, and then the one behind it, and then the one behind it. So, and the person, the balabais, is accustomed, he has many guests, to go down to the basement, to the cellar, and get some wine. So, but, and the male, he might have a piece of bread in his hand, so he might leave it. So it's a mokshe machnis b'chametz. But he's not going through the whole basement, the whole cellar. So no probability. I mean, it's a certainty. It's not. It's more than a probability. Only the first rows in the first column, so might be mokshe machnis b'chametz. But the remote column, the remote rows, there is no possibility of b'chametz. So the question, there is a machleke b'shamen b'silel, we pass from like b'silel. So how far does he have to be bathing the barrels? So the mechaber paskens like Rav. Martiv shemisadrim beishure shal chovye zui zuzu, hach nismalei kulei, b'chizrin umsadrin shuris achiris, ala tachtenis ad akiro, in tzorich livdik el shuro elieno, the topmost shure in the outermost column. Shel shuro elieno v'acheres limatam neno. And the lower shure in the outermost column. The haini shura al pnerich al amartiv v'loy al kol shetach amartiv. El olieno reyes hakeiro v'sapesach v'acheres limato imeno. Because according to Shmuel, so it's the outermost, the top outermost row, and the top, the one row behind it. But the Mechaber paskens like Rav. But the knesis ubat medroshes tzrichim b'dike mipnei shatineikis machnisim b'mchometz. Hamechabet chedrei b'yidgimu b'nisen u'mechaben livdik ha'chometz u'ivarei v'nizah sholil hachni shomoit chometz Afal Pichain, Tzorich, Livdei Bileil, Yudalit. Even though he cleaned his room, he still has to obey it. But why? But why? After all, it's a mocking, Shein Machnisim Bechometz, because since he just cleaned the room, and he didn't do it Lishim Dikas Chometz, so Mimele, it's very likely that in the crevices, in the holes, in the cracks, in the cavities, he left some chometz. If he did it, lishem mitzvah b'dikas chometz, with a nail, so then he was bedik in all the crevices, in all the cracks, in all the cavities. But he just cleaned it. So the mele is still in mokei, she machnisim b'chometz. And even if he used the candle, but he didn't do it lishem b'dikas chometz, so there is still a possibility. So I'm a chaber, mechabit cheder mit gimu b'nisim, mechabim livdik ha-chomets ul-barei, v'nizah sholachin shomit chomets, afo pichin tzoch livdik b'l-l-dalet. וכל אדם צורך לחבית חדור אופקיד מבדיק והכיסים מבטיית של בגדים שנעשים במפון מחומץ צריכים בדיק יד נוספת אחר אחר הבדיקה ניזה בחומץ שמתקיע לעצמי כדי של היסטוריה בדיקה אחרת. In other words, when he was baiting chometz and he found certain pieces of chometz, so he should put it away in the place where he'll be able to find it. Because if he finds pieces of chometz and then he leaves it in the place so exposed to arborim, to all kinds of shrotzim that might take it away, so then he might have to be baitik again. Suppose he left, let's say, 10 pieces of chometz, and then he didn't put them away in the drawer, in the box, and then the next morning he only finds 9 pieces, 8 pieces. So then he'll have to make it dig all over again, because we'll have to anticipate the possibility that an arbor maybe took away, I mean, 1 piece of chometz, and put it in another corner of the house. So it's an etzeteve that when he is baidik and he finds pieces of chometz, he should put them away in order that he shouldn't have the burden to be baidik again. Achar abdike yiniza b'chometz shemishai latzniya kidei shal yistor abdike acheres kidei mitlenu arba b'chonov o im yach sal achmei kidei shaniach esak kikreiz v'yim tzotes aval b'stam shenideem chosel menu im lab. He's loyal, but suppose he found pieces of chometz and he didn't put them away in one place, in a box, altogether, but he left them in various places, and then he didn't find any variance between the number of pieces of chometz that he found last night and the number of pieces of chometz that he finds now in the morning. He checks, so then he doesn't have to be baidik again. ואם כופר אוף כלי ולמוצא אין צורך לבדי שבדה עוד אמנות לכך. Suppose if he inverted the kele upon a piece of chometz, and then the next morning he gets up, he sees that the kele is inverted the way he left it, he picks up the kele, he sees the chometz is not there, so he doesn't have to be bidding again, because if an arba had picked it up, he wouldn't find in the same position the kele. So that means a person was in the house and he picked up the kele and he took away the chometz, so he doesn't have to obey it again. The loy chazise or the loy biarte libate will be levi kafka dear. So in other words, the proper thing is that's the way you're supposed to do. After he finishes being baidik, he should be mivate all the chometz that he didn't see. Not all the chometz, even the chometz that he saw. Because how can he be mivate now all the chometz, even that he saw? So it'll have for two reasons he couldn't do it, because bittul doesn't mean just lip service. Bittul means that he has to be sincere about it. And if he says that it should be null and null like the dust of the earth, he has to mean it. But when he finds, let's say, 2 rolls and he leaves it, he wants to use them for breakfast next morning. And then he says, all the chometz that I did see, is I consider as dust of the earth. So that means it's in pivili beishavi. In other words, it's just lip service. The beetle is no beetle. Beetle has to be sincere. So mele, in view of the fact that he intends to use some of the chometz that he found until the next morning, this man is a chometz. So mele, if he's mevatel, so it would mean that the whole beetle is not sincere. It's not pivili beishavim. It's just lip service, so the beetle is no beetle. And then another problem. Suppose he is sincere and he doesn't intend to use it for breakfast. He really is sincere and he really means to be mevatle chametz and to treat them like the dust of the earth. But he has to be mekayim the mitzvah of bi'ah chametz in his chametz. If he's mevatle at night, so then the next morning when he burns the chametz, he'll burn chametz al hefker, so he will not be able to be mekayim the mitzvah of tashbisu. So that's the reason as to why the Mechava says, Achar abdike miyad belayla yivatlenu, v'yema kol chmira diisle b'shusei, d'loi chazise, l'loi b'yarte livatle levekazare. Only the chometz I didn't see, and I don't know, but the chometz I did see, I'm not as yet mivatel. I still have a regard for it. But then the next morning, v'yema rabitu b'loshin shemebi, v'yemomre b'loshin akedesh, kol chmira kevel chometz usaya. If he says, he's, the Ramo says, Vim Omri B'loshin HaKidesh Kol Chmire. Kol Chmire is Aramaic. So how does he say B'loshin HaKidesh? The answer is, the Ramo says in Ebenezer, a get cannot be written in two languages. You cannot write a get in English and in French. Either you write it completely in English, or you write it completely in French. If you write part of the get in English and part of the get in French, so the get is possible. So the question arises, the Ramo raises the question. Every get has two languages. Certain expressions in the get, Hariat Niteres L'Cholodom, so that's Loshna Kedesh, that's in Hebrew. And then, V'dein Yeh, so that's Aramaic, so the Ramo gives the Teres, Loshin, that's Eben Ezra. That Loshin Kedesh and Aramaic are brothers, sisters, it's one language. So that's why the Ramo says here, V'momrei B'Loshna Kedesh, Kol Chamire, since when? Is Kol Chamire, which is Aramaic, Loshna Kedesh, the answer is Aramaic and Loshna Kedesh, Sainach, both are Loshna Kedesh. So if he says Loshna Kedesh, so Kol Chamire is Kelel both, Chometz and Tzeya. But if he says it in English, then he has to spell out each one separately. Because Chometz, he should say, every fermented grain and every yeast. Seir is yeast. Let I consider as dust of the earth, and I have no regard for them. But in Loshna Kedesh, Chamir is kill both. But in any other language, so there is a separate word for Chometz, and there is a separate word for Seir. Avu b'sholi sheinitz, tzorech lahaska kolecha b'fnatzim. V'teiv larzeh o levatli pama acheres, b'yem yudalet tzeiv sho chamishis, Kaden Shetagia Shoshishi, Shemitagia Shoshishi is Nesa, so he's not a violin, he cannot be Mivatil, Vein Biodili Vatle. And then he should say, Kol Chamire, Ubi Chamie, Chamie, Diise Birshuse, Di Chazise, Loi Chazise, Di Yodaine, Loi Yodane, Levem Butolim, Beleve Kafredare. Then he should mention both. But at night, he has to spell out only the loy chazise, or the loy yidane, but not the yidane or the chazise. Vein livat li b'yeim elacha shesorav ha-chometz, kilikai mitzvah scheife b'chometz shalei. B'chometz shalei. So, b'bit la yeim, yeim ad chazise, loy chazise, di b'yart loy b'arte, ushluche yochel livatel. Not all the Rishonim agree with it, but this is what the Rav Magid says, and the Balei Ito, and that's the way the Mechaba passes. Och shemevatel shliach tzor sheyema chemtzel shal pleini yei botem. Imo ein ish bibeisei vim vatel vimokim shuhu. Vim ein oise kein teiv shetivatel ishtei. In other words, so his wife his wife should make the bitl. Loi bod dim mishali bodak b'leil yudalet. Loi bodak b'leil yudalet, yivdik b'yem yudalet in the morning, and he has to say a bracha too. Beis eshor she yiskiam mahayim. Loi bodak kol yem yudalet, yivdik b'seich ha-pesach. Loi bodak b'seich ha-pesach, so yivdik lachar ha-pesach. What's the purpose lachar ha-pesach? The answer is because there is an Islam, the Rabbon of Chomet Sholol Vapesach. So it's also Banoi. So Meili has to be Vedic. When he finds Chomet, so then yes, it's also Banoi. Kili Shikoshel, Bi Chomet Sholol Achor Chomet, Because if he's berik the 14th in the morning or halamid Pesach, then it's a mitzvah b'dike per se. But after Pesach, it's not a mitzvah b'dike per se. It's only as a way to avoid the mirsh. But not some mele to avoid the surim, so there is no bar. You are skipping the number of simonim that are not so relevant. So you are skipping it to see any tough men. Din tamtzei shaleinu Yehudi shehufkat eitzel Yehudi. Any Yehudi, if you go, he tamtzei eitzel Yisrael. If a non-Jew deposited chometz with a Jew, now, so the Torah says, if the Jew did not undertake any responsibility for the chometz, so then he shall hoy atoreyeh, aber atoreyeh shall achir. So the soil is not able by yoy. However, if the Jew undertook achrayes to be responsible, so then it's considered like his, and he's able by yoy. Now there's a machlekes rishenim, what kind of achrayes it requires. Many rishenim say that only achrayes of neve vaved, but if the Jew undertook only achrayes of pshie, but not for neve vaved, then he's not able. And however, the Bahag Shita is that even if the Jew undertook just a chayis for Pshie, not for Bnei Vavei, there is also chayis. So the Mechaber mentions both days. Any Yehudi Shehit Kit Chemtzei Tzol Yisrael, Imu Chayev Bach Yusei, Mignei Vavei, Bein Shehu Bibesei, Bein Shehu Bichol Mokim Birshusei, Chayev Libar, Vafilu Chozach, So the first shita is only achrayes against neiv aved, but for pshi alone not. V'yeshemli, there's the other shita, the bahak shita. Shafiru eini olo v'lashimachino, shachayev b'pshi echayev libar. V'apilu in eini chayev achriyasei b'din, elo shiyodeya sheini yehudi alo, because Gemara says, Robert said to the Jews in the Yehuze, the chometz of the Nechel. So Rashi says, going, so they stationed, they placed soldiers in the homes of the Jewish homes, and Mele and the soldiers, the Gentile soldiers, had chometz with them. Some Mele Rabbi said that they are either of all yours if they are not nifar the chometz. Why? Because in case of loss, so then they would be responsible. Some Mele, it's like chayev achrayes. So then there are three shittes of shame. One shita is that each Jewish landlord in whose home certain soldiers were placed, he explicitly undertook to be chayev achrayes for the chometz. Some mele Yisrael, so the plain din, if a Jew is mekabel achrayes. Other rishonim will say, even if the Jew was not mechuyev achrayes, but if Mitzadine de Malchus, they are responsible for any loss that happens to the chometz of the soldiers, and since Dine Malchus and Dine, so it becomes like a chayim. So he's Eva Baliroi. But suppose it's not even Dine Malchus. Suppose by force, suppose a racketeer would come into the home of a Jew with chometz, and they'll place all his bread, and they'll tell the Jew, now you should know, if anything happens to it, you are responsible. Then on Adeita, the Shittas HaRambam is, even if an anus brings chometz into the home of a Jew, and he forces him to be responsible, so he's also Eva Bal Yeroi. Why? Why is Eva Bal Yeroi? So he's a racketeer. The answer is, as long as he's Reitze B'Kiyume, it doesn't depend upon a Chiyuv Al-Pidin. Even without a Chiyuv Al-Pidin, without Kabbalah Sachayis, and without even Dinan Malchuse, a racketeer, a plain racketeer. But as long as the Jew is Reitze B'Kiyume, because he certainly is interested in the preservation of the chometz, because in case the chometz disappears and is lost, then he'll have to pay some mimele. He's in a balioi. So the Mechaber says, just like the Shittas HaRambam. It means without Kabbalah Sachayis and without even Dinan Malchus, nothing, a racketeer, he's an alum, just by force. But he's reitze b'kiyume v'yichfu, and b'mtzias he'll force him to pay. So merely the Jew is reitze b'kiyume in v'yichfeu l'shalim in yevat chayev v'varei v'yeish chelki. Because they say the other Rishayim, most Rishayim achilik and the Rambam. But they say that either the Gemara there has reference to the case where each landlord, each balabais in whose home Gentile soldiers were placed was mamish mikabla chayis. All the cholat loches, as the Rav Amiri says, there was a din of malchuse. It wasn't just a racketeering endeavor, but the Shittas HaRambam is even if a racketeer does it, because the Jew is reitze b'kiyume. Yeshel v'imei nechayev b'achri yusei nechayev v'varei. Afilu mikobush tachas yodet kein shu b'yotei shok v'shorim v'chotza. In other words, there is no Bal Yeroi. If the Jew is not high bach yusei, and the Goy brings in the Jew's home chometz, there is no Yisa. Only thing is, he has to take steps. They shouldn't by mistake forget. So that's why he says, he has to make a mechitze gabei yitvochen, kidei shal yishkach v'yichlen. When the Yehudi Shini Achomel Beis Yisroel Bled Yishusei Keifa Olaf Tud Vidavke B'yontef Avon Kedem Yontef Tzorach Lazes Mechitze In the Yehudi Shini Achnas Lebeis Yisroel Vechemtze B'yodei In Yizokuk Leitzir Af Al Pisha Yisroel Reyachomet Shalein the Yehudi Ein Bekachlu. If a Goy comes with Chomets to Jews home, so there is no Aveira, he doesn't have to tell the Goy, listen, you can't stay here with your chometz. So there is no yisa. But he has to be careful. Avolosa la leisi imi ala shulchon v'afilu behefzet map. In other words, because since chometz is loibodl inshe kolashono, so mele we're not allowed, let's say, to eat. A Jew and the Goy are not allowed to eat, let's say, the Jew will eat matzeh, and the Goy will eat a bread sandwich, let's say in college, you know, and so on. He's not allowed because, like, if it had been an Yisrael that is bodily kolashono, then we are not chayshish. But this is loy bodily kolashono, so even if there is a separate tablecloth for the matzeh, and they say separate tablecloth that the Goy has for the chometz, so he's still lost. Yisroel sheif kitchem tzeitzel Yisroel chaveirei oi eitzel in Yehudi af al pi shekidu olav anifke tachrayes eile olav ava mafki. So I mean the you don't have to take out the af, because that's the correct gears. In other words, that's a machlekes between Rabbi Yehine and the Rosh. Rabbi Yehine shite is that since we see in the Gemara that if Israel was mikabel achrayis and the chometz of the goy. So the Yisrael is Eveir, even though the goy is the owner of it. But the Yisrael is Chayev Bachayev. So Mele, the Yisrael is Eveir. So Rabbi Yehuda says, if a Jew will be matkit chometz with another Jew, so then only the shemer, the nifket, is Eveir al-Bal Yehoi. Because he is Chayev Bachayev, not a Jew. And the Rosh Yisraelik, he says, all right, the shemer is also Chayev. But that's no afkoye of the violence of the Jew. So when a goy is mafkid with a Jew, so then the Jew is Eveir. The goy is a goy. He's not Eveir al-Bal Yehoi. But when a Jew is mafkid with a Jew, so both are Eveir. So Mele, the right girsa is, as Olden Ezekiel point out, Yisroel, Shiv, Kitrense, of course we pass him, all the Rishenim agree with the Shita Zorosh. The Shita of Hamiyene is a difficult Shita. Yisroel, Shiv, Kitrense, Yisroel, Yisroel, Chavere, Oy Eitzel, Eine, Yehudi, Af Al Pishe, Kibur, Ov, Anifket, Achrayes, so Eber Olov, Af Amafket, Af, that's the right girsa. The Nifket, so Rabiyene is also made that he is Eber. But we pass like the Rosh, that the Mafkit is also. The Nifket is Eveir because it's Chay Vachayes, so there is a special, there's a Kosuf Ligabi, Bal Yehoi is considered a Baili, and the Mafkit is Chay because he's the real Baili. Dinei mi shehil val chomtz, in Yehudi shehil rov Yisroel al chemtze, biyodei viomalei, mi achshov yehi shal ho. אם לא יאפך לך לזמן פלני, והגיע הזמן ולפורא, is muta. In other words, if a goy lent money to a Jew, and the goy asked the Jew, he should give him some security. So he gave him, let's say, bags of bread, of noodles, as a mash. So umishkin yode, and he left it with the Jew, the omale. So really, who was the original violin of the bags of the boxes of chometz? The goy. Now we say in Yehudi, in Yisroel al chemtze, the original violin was the Jew, the omale, and the Jew said to the goy, mi achshov yehi shalecho, im loy efcha lecho is mamplay. So he stipulated, the Jew, the original owner, if I don't pay it by a certain day, then you should have title to these cases of bread retroactively. That means, and then he didn't pay on time. So then he determined that retroactively, as of before Pesach, the bread belonged to the Jew. And I'm sorry. So it belonged to the goy. So the ag is a muter. So then it's not osabanoye because it's huvra adover limafreya that on Pesach it wasn't the chometz of the goy, but it was the chometz of the Jew. Va'apilu lo yigi azman shekovad achar haPesach. The mishigi azman v'liporei nikol mafreya v'avol echemtze shalim yu. Then the converse of it. Yisroel shehil bo eine Yehudi al chemtze. If the Yisroel lent money to a goy al chemtze, and the goy left security with the Jew imashkene biyode v'omale, and the goy, the Gentile said at the time of the alvoy mi achshov. If I don't pay it, so then it should be retroactively yours. V'yigi azman afil achar ha-pesach v'loi porei, afil in achri yasi olov is osea, because mishum dikona leili mafreya. So it turns out that the Jew was the owner, the malve was the owner of the chometz. Avolim leom le'machshov, and the time of the poroyim was after Pesach. So during Pesach, who had title in the chometz? The goy. Some mele, and it was not even his achrayas on it. ואינך יעשי אולוב, איזמות.
סדר להסתדש.